Residents in the northwest community of Akiak are seeking higher ground after floodwaters began pouring into their village today. Breakup on the Kuskokwim River has been working its way downriver and flooding villages along the way. Akiak elders say water is almost as high as it's ever been in recent memory, and it's still rising. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
Forget trucks and four-wheelers. Kuskokwim waters have rendered them all but useless in much of Akiak. Bethel Search and Rescue President Peter Achak.
The roads are completely all submerged underwater at this time. So people are the volunteers and search and rescue people and the VPSO people are transporting the people from homes by skiff.
Akiak is located 30 river miles above Bethel. Achak met there with village leaders, the National Weather Service, and the state of Alaska to finalize emergency plans. For now, everyone in lower areas have headed to the high school. At least 50 residents are there already, and water levels are continuing to rise. Alaska State Trooper pilot Earl Samuelson did a flyby earlier this afternoon.
There was a huge jam from Akiak all the way back up towards the Kuskokwim and in front of Akiak and around the bend towards Jaunuck Slough.
The 15-mile ice jam has been backing water into Akiak all morning. The scene there earlier today was all hustle and bustle. Dog teams barked excitedly while Akiak residents moved them and other belongings to a safer place. Resident Lena Foss.
People are running around, moving stuff to the main highway, putting the dogs up, their freezers, vehicles. Most of the vehicles are up. Everybody's running around trying to get things onto higher ground.
Kuskokwim waters have already flooded villages further upriver, and the National Weather Service issued a flood warning for Akiak. Foss says she was still shocked by the pace of flooding once it started.
The water is still rising very fast. Water's coming up very fast. Bawakun and Unakun, some of the ice are floating by.
Water levels as of this afternoon were a foot and a half below the 1964 mark, which is the highest level village elders can recall. Floodwaters will continue to build until the ice jam releases, but that's not the end of the potential flood problems. Again, Trooper Pilot Earl Samuelson.
When that ice jam releases around Akiak, expect the water to rise in Akiak and Kuitluk. And once this jam gets down to Bethel, I'm expecting Bethel's going to have some high water also.
Those communities are already on the verge of flooding. Downriver, about 15 miles in Kuitluk, water has been high for 3 days and continues to rise. Kuitluk resident Sam Jackson Jr. has been watching water slowly envelop his village. He says that some of the roads in the lower parts of the village began flooding this morning.
Hard to dry. It's lots of water. And there's kids playing with rafts on top of the road.
Jackson says a lot of Kuitluk residents were working today to put their belongings on higher ground. He says there is one commodity that people are really looking out for this year.
Steam bath wood is more precious than everything. Steam bath wood is higher than everything else. Made me smile and laugh.
Akiak had several days to prepare for flooding. Peter Achak with Search and Rescue says they plan on waiting it out at the high school for as long as they can.
At this time, the village has agreed to hold tight, and only at when extremely necessary, then they will call for evacuation.
It's been an irregular breakup on the Kuskokwim. Instead of one main front, there have been several, and ice near the mouth of the river is still strong. That is causing concerns that the worst might not yet be over. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.